couple of months ago, I was at this record store. It was in this downtown area, like one of those fancy old downtowns. And it has street parking, but it has meters. And I hate that because I don't have change anymore. And the thing about this fancy downtown is that not only is there meters and not only is the parking really bad, but there's actually like meter maids hiding in the bush ready to slap a $50 ticket on you if you don't put money in the meter. And I just do not have nickels and dimes and quarters anymore. It drives me crazy. However, this is a great record store and I like to support local businesses. And it also drives me crazy too, because anytime I'm going down to this place, which is not accessible very well, so I can't walk there, I have to drive there, there isn't great parking. And I'm doing so to support the local businesses. Everybody is. They're getting coffee, they're getting their haircut, they're shopping in the shops. So these parking meters drive me crazy. Anyway, this day I had found a parking spot right in front of the record store and I had some cash actually, but not change. So I walked inside the store. The store owner was standing right there behind the cash and I asked him, can I make change for the meter? And before I could finish the sentence, he kind of snapped back and was like, sorry, I can't. If I did that for everybody, I would run out of change. I don't have any money. I don't have enough change to help people pay for their meters. And like instantly I was kind of shocked. And then like I was embarrassed because I realized, of course he gets asked this multiple times every day. These meters are annoying and people probably ask him for that all the time. I wasn't asking him for actual change for free. I was asking him to make change, but I get it. I understood. And I felt kind of embarrassed for even asking. Super naive to think that I was the first person to ask that. Anyway, it was no problem. I think I just risked it and it was fine. And I shopped for some records and left. However, I've been thinking about this interaction quite a lot recently. I don't know why. I've just been thinking about it. Now, I want to be clear. This record store owner is busy running a record store. He is not responsible for my parking problems. He doesn't owe me any favors at all. He didn't need to help me with the change. I totally get it. I'm not being entitled here, but I've been thinking about this interaction quite a bit. I personally think, and again, I don't think he owes me anything, but I personally think he missed an opportunity. He missed a really, really golden opportunity to be hospitable and to do something that would have blown me away or blown all of his customers away. What if he had a jar of change, maybe $20 or $30 of nickels and dimes and quarters that sat on the counter for people like me who needed change for the meter, either free change or they could add some change to it or add a $5 bill and he could continue to make change just as a way to encourage people to keep coming to his store and to stay in his store for a long time. See, one of the reasons these meters drive me crazy is that when I'm going to a record store, I bring my headphones so that I can sample some of the music. I don't drink any coffee, so I don't have to go to the bathroom. I like to stay in a record store for like an hour or more and take my time. But if I know that my meter's running out, that always bothers me. So imagine if he had a jar of change. Now, remember, before you post this in the comments, I'm not saying he has to do this. I'm just saying this seems like kind of a missed opportunity to do something really cool for his customers. So imagine if he had a jar of change that people could access. That would be really cool. But what about a step further? What if he actually kept that jar of change behind the counter where it couldn't be seen? And anytime someone like me came in and asked for change for the meter or to make change for the meter, he said, hey, what kind of car are you driving? Where are you parked? I'll go top off the meter for you. You go ahead and start shopping for records. I'll take care of your meter. Imagine if somebody did that. That would blow my mind. I mean, that would be an incredible experience as a customer. Now, no business owner is required to do this. It's not a prerequisite. It's not even an ethical thing. Nobody needs to go this far and beyond for their customers. But what if they did? What if somebody, what if a business owner went this far and beyond? In fact, I was reminded of this when I was reading this book called Unreasonable Hospitality, which is not an ad, by the way. I was just reading it. It's about the restaurant industry, which I have no interest in the restaurant industry. But the lessons in this book actually apply to anybody who serves customers in any business, including being a record label owner. I highly recommend this book. And in fact, they were talking in this book about how this very thing happens in their restaurants and how they actually do that. They ask the customers where they're parked and if they can keep an eye on the meter for them. Are you familiar with a term called reciprocity? Imagine if this record store owner had done that, where he provided change for me for my meter, or he did like this restaurant owner and went out to the parking lot or went out to the street and topped off my meter for me. Now, what would that cost him? 25, 35, 45 cents? But there is no way in hell I would leave that store if he had topped off my meter. There's no way I would leave that store without buying a record. That's reciprocity. I would feel incredibly grateful for what he did and blown away by his customer service that I would 100% buy a record. I mean, everybody goes to a record store with a couple records that they want to buy. It's not hard to find an old record or a new record that you want in your collection at a record store. Most times we're like, you know what? Not today. And we leave. But if somebody paid my meter, even if it was only 35 cents, I'd be like, I think I need to buy a record. I just personally think this was a missed opportunity. And I think it's a good lesson for us to look for ways in our own business that we can be hospitable, that we can be generous. Now, as a business owner, do we need to do these things? No, providing products and services of value should be enough. But what if we went a step further? How much of an impact could that make on people? How good would it feel to do stuff like that? Now, fast forward a couple months later, and I was in a different record store in a similar town, but far away, with similar bad parking and parking meters out front. I found some change in the meter, or maybe I just risked it again. That often works out for me. I went into this store. I love going to this store, and I was browsing for some records, and I bought a couple records. As I was checking out, the owner who owned this record store, very similar to the other record store I was referring to, the owner was of the same vintage as the first record store owner. And as I finished my transaction, the owner said to me, "Thanks for coming in." And I said, "No problem." And then he looked at me in the eye and said, "No, really, thanks. I really appreciate it. It's been super dead lately. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the economy or the weather, but nobody's coming in and nobody's buying records. So I really appreciate you coming in." Oh man, that was a gut punch. I was like, "Hey, my pleasure. I'm glad to have found these records." That little thank you cost him nothing, maybe a little bit of vulnerability, but it was super meaningful. And now anytime I'm remotely close to that record store, I make sure I go there and I make sure I buy something. Why? Because that thank you was super meaningful. And I love that store and I want it to be there forever. Listen, the record store in the first story is still a great place and he's a great dude and I love going there. I just want to show you how impactful hospitality can be, how impactful generosity is for businesses, whether you're a record store or you're a record label owner or any type of industry. Being hospitable, being generous, isn't that hard. Sometimes it's just saying thank you. Hospitality and being generous doesn't necessarily have to cost you a lot of money. Sometimes it's just 25 cents. Give it a try.